Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
And the intro has played, and we are back. It's a special episode of All Things Good with the Real Deal O'Neals. I'll always introduce myself as the host. My name is Aiden O'Neal, and I am here with...
Your dad, Stu, and we are here today. This bonus episode, we are focused on food, which we often are. In this case, the most important food group in all of our lives. And what food group is that, Aiden?
The food group of burgers.
Burgers, hamburgers. We've had a long history of hamburger eating in this family.
Yes.
And a big part of it is why. Do you remember?
Because that was the only food I would eat at one point. I was very picky as a kid, but I loved the texture and taste of hamburgers.
Yeah, and so I got to be maybe the best hamburger chef the world has ever seen. So
definitely.
I'd make Aiden a pan burger, and here's other interesting attributes. Is now that you were so picky, what would you like on your burgers, Aiden?
Literally just a bun. It was quite literally just
a patty.
Patty and a bun. That's all. Like, no patty. Condiments, no nothing.
I would salt and pepper the burger.
It got to a point later where it was
perfection.
Then there was a point where we did add lettuce. That was the first step.
No, there was one prior that you may not remember that Marcy reminded me of today.
Which one was that? Was it the cheese or was that the condiments?
It was the condiments. What I would do is I would put, just because I would get frustrated and want to try to introduce them into your diet, that I would put a little ketchup on the bottom of the patty.
Oh, that's good sneakery.
And then tell you afterwards.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember that now.
But now... at the ripe age of 23, what do you like on your burgers?
Almost everything.
Yeah,
I've even...
Burgers, jalapenos, what have you. You ready to throw at it?
I'll even go as far as to sometimes put an egg on there, too. The hangover burger is what they call it.
Okay.
I've never had a Luther burger, though.
What's that?
Luther burgers are extremely unhealthy, so I'm not going to eat that all the time. But that's pretty much a regular burger, but the bun is a Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, God. I should call that a diabetes 2 burger, is what they should.
But it would be a good cheat meal burger if I was going to try it.
That's appalling.
I like pineapple on pizza.
That's a heart attack on a plate right there.
Sure.
What's your go to? You got a burger. How do you like the burger?
I always like mine. Excuse me. I like to say medium, but really medium rare, if anything.
Yeah, I say medium rare, but they never do it medium rare. I mean, by the time...
Yeah.
They'll cook it medium rare, but by the time they serve it to your plate, they being most purveyors of burgers, you know, I find that it's medium anyway. So I tell them I ask for medium rare. Anything else on there? Cheese, lettuce, tomato, onions, any of that stuff?
All of the above.
Yeah. What kind of cheese?
American or pepper jack. One of those two for sure. Not big on Swiss, not big on, I mean, some people have put provolone on there.
Yeah.
I'm not big on that.
I'm good on all of them. I like the black and blue burger too, where they put a lot of pepper on the burger and they top it with blue cheese.
I'm not big on blue cheese, so I will say.
I get that. You will be one day. It's glorious.
Okay. What else do I like on my burger? Well, I just now got into mustard, so I like mustard and ketchup.
Mustard's good. You know what I like? I like, especially this time of year where it's, the beginning of fall and end of summer, tomatoes are great in Michigan. So I like a big slice of a beautiful tomato in Michigan, because then that brings the sweetness that you would want from ketchup, but ketchup has all that sugar. So I like keeping it natural, the onion and the tomato.
Like aroma? Aroma tomato?
I don't like calling them beefsteak tomatoes. I don't know. They have these tomatoes that are, you know, like size of a goddamn softball, I swear. Not quite, but they're so glorious. Down the road, again, like we talked about in the last episode at Folger's. But now we are going to break down some of the places with the best burgers in Detroit. And unfortunately, maybe the best burger that we've ever had in Detroit is by a place that's no longer here and out of business.
Out of business.
And wait, what was that place called?
Completely out of business now?
I think so, maybe. I mean, the guy, it's Michael Simons. Michael Simon, friend of the pod, long time. The chef, celebrity chef. He had the place, what was it called, Aiden?
It's called B-Spot.
Yeah, man, that was perfect burger.
It really was. I will say, though, I forgot how good it tasted after it closed.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Because, but I mean, yeah, it's a great burger, but it's, now that I've been to so many other places, it's hard for me to put B-Spot in a category because I forget that taste now.
Yeah, I have not. You know what I loved is they made their own condiments there. They had a pickle bar, so they really leaned into it.
And that was back at a time where I really wasn't big on pickles, so I would have had a field day there now.
Yeah, no, you'd really enjoy it. And they had good drinks, and they had a great milkshakes and all that. But let's stick to what's still around. You know, again, like we mentioned in our last episode, Jimmy Fallon called up Miller's. Miller's is one of the best burgers in the Detroit area. They're located in Dearborn. If you haven't been there, bring cash, cash only. At least it used to be. It's been a minute since I've been there as well. But I love that place. Ava went there.
When she was four, right?
Something like that, yeah. She destroyed a hamburger there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what other places do you like? And we've been to so many. There's so many. Like
Mercury.
Yeah, you love them. Yeah.
We went there when the NFC Championship was happening between the Lions and the Niners.
Yeah.
And, man, did I just love that burger.
It's a good burger. Yeah. Yeah,
it was just a regular American cheeseburger is
what it's good. I wouldn't put that one in the Mount Rushmore of Detroit.
I wouldn't either. But at the same time, it's good.
Yeah,
and it's memorable. Green Dot Stables is a really good
Green Dot. As far as sliders are concerned,
yeah, sliders.
I'm sorry, and just burgers in general. But as far as sliders are concerned, I think that's Mount Rushmore right there. I don't think you get better than Green Dot when it comes to sliders.
No, and you know they have Green Dot at Comerica Park now.
Come on, really?
They do.
Where?
So if you walk around...
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you just walk around the stadium a few times and you'll find it.
All right, good. Shout out to Green Dot, you know?
Yeah,
you know they're business. Wonderful. And then, all right, name another place.
In the Metro Detroit area specifically? Or?
I'll name one that we loved and that you've loved. It's very similar to a Miller's burger, and that is the burger that they serve at Nemo's Bar and Grill.
Nemo's is great.
Man,
that's a great burger.
Number one. I mean, I put that one way up there. Bring cash, people. Shout out to Nemo's. You know
what I loved about Nemo's is back in, I just have a core memory from there. We were at Nemo's, and we would take the bus to games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they would do that.
And yeah, they would.
It was 2015, Tigers, Angels, I want to say.
Yeah.
And Justin Verlander was on the mound, Mike Trout in his prime. And we get to the game, and Verlander's throwing a no-hitter.
Mm.
And we get to the ninth inning, and that's by the time we leave. And as soon as we got on the bus, I find out he gave up a hit.
Yeah. Glad we didn't see that, but yeah.
He got the shutout, but at the same time, I do remember us getting back on that bus disappointed with that, but the Tigers got the win at that point.
Yeah, now everyone's going to think I'm an asshole for pulling you out of a no-hitter.
Well, it was to your credit, we were... I think we were
14 and 12. Yeah, so you had school or something like that.
No, because this was later on in the summer, towards the end of the year.
Well, still, people aren't going to forgive me on that. But that's all right. That's all right. He gave up a hit. We didn't have our heart broken.
No.
What else? So what's another burger? I would say there's one place that you and I have been going and splitting a burger. This is a kind of a smash.
Well, I know exactly smash what you're talking about. I'll name it. Grey Ghost.
Whew.
That's a burger. I love splitting it, honestly, because
that's too heavy.
A full burger there is so heavy.
Yeah, my God, yeah. So we'd split that. We'd also split some oysters because we're not animals fries.
I had my first oysters at Grey Ghost, actually.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, how'd you like it?
You know, I didn't think I was going to like it, and I had to get used to the texture, but as soon as you add some of like those, I don't know if they're like dressings or something like that.
Toppings. Yeah, there's toppings. Like there's
some type of sweetener.
A mignonette, which is
a mignonette.
Which is like vinegar and shallots, and
that's so good.
Yeah.
No, that's delicious. You add some of that to an oyster,
and you didn't have your first one was just a. You raw dogged it, man. It was just a straight up oyster.
My first one was just a straight up oyster.
Yeah, that's why you should. I mean, when you they're not giving them away. So
no, but the bartender only like told me like he walked me through it. He said you're only gonna get better from better from here. Brad Bianchi, Brad from the Pond.
Brad, yeah, from Great Ghost, dude. Big friend of the pod. Yeah,
I hope he's still there too.
I did too. Yeah, great guy. We got to head back there sometime.
We really do. And now with the Pistons season almost approaching,
it's inevitable. It's inevitable. Yeah. So what else? I know that there's another place that by your work that we've had burgers lately that really knocks out a solid burger, and that's the
Detroit. Oh, Detroit, yeah.
What do they call it? Burger Bar?
The Burger Bar, yes.
There's one up the street now too from us.
Yes, I did hear about
Papa Joe's Mall.
Didn't know that part.
Yeah, and they're solid. And
they are.
I like the Grey Ghost burgers, but they're smash burgers that they put a lot of cheese and sauces on. And
it's still good.
It's great, but I like a burger where they say, "How do you want it?" You know,
right.
And that's the thing. That's smash burgers is kind of lazy in some ways. They just smash them and fry the hell out of them and serve them up, and they're great. But
the condiments make up for it.
I know, but man, sometimes I just want that thing. To be juicy.
And I feel you there, and that's and pink, what Detroit in the middle, does brother. Well.
Pink in the middle.
That's what we want. Yep. And then
yep.
I wouldn't say like Metro Detroit as far as like a spot, but like we like going there. It's a chain, but Shake Shack's another great burger.
Man, great call. Yeah, Danny Meyer, restaurateur out of New York.
Yeah. Again,
friend of the pod. Obviously, and yeah, you know, he's the wonderful Gramercy Tavern,
yeah,
Union Square, and Shake Shack, which is a great chain.
And even
I love Shake Shack, I do,
yeah, and even outside of Michigan, honestly, because it's not a Michigan friendly chain, but it's out there on the West Coast. You can't go wrong with In-N-Out. I remember only having it once,
but it's such a memorable
burger.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like In-N-Out, but man, I'm Team Shake Shack. If I gotta go, you know, nose to nose on this one.
Only reason I don't have a preference right now because I need to have In-N-Out again for me to have a full on
comparison,
informed, correct?
Comparison, yeah.
Right, and then one burger I've never had, but people have been telling me to try, is Whataburger because it's pretty big in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And fun fact, Bobby Witt Jr., shortstop for the Kansas City Royals, had his wedding catered by Whataburger because he had a sponsorship with them.
Oh, Jesus.
But here's the thing. They didn't call it Whataburger. They called it Whittaburger.
Okay.
That was kind of clever.
All right. At least they're being clever about it. Otherwise, that's clever. It'd be kind of being a bit whorish about it. But
But it's a burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to.
No, I get it. Also, there's a lot of great burgers in town, like the Tellways, all these kind of smaller slider shops. They're all fine. Some are but Greens out in Farmington. I think it's Farmington. I mean, some of these places are great. I mean, they're better. At like 2 o'clock in the morning, I think, but then an average weekday,
like a White Castle. If you were to go to White Castle at 2 in the morning,
yeah, you don't make a decision to go to White Castle too often at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday
and sober.
Yeah, and sober. Yeah, exactly. No,
that's a good high food.
Yeah, I imagine. All right, so what else are there? Any that we missed?
As far as where to, well,
Detroit burgers, well, classic burgers.
I'll step away from that a little bit just because I think if you don't want to go out and you just want to make them yourself,
yep.
I think a really good place to get really good quality meat is they just left the area here, but they still have a few of these grocery store locations. I used to work there for 6 years, Hollywood Markets.
Yeah, Hollywood's got a great butcher.
Has great meats, yep. and the butchers treat you well. Like, yep. they have really good customer service. Touching.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Oh, I've had some really good experiences with them, and I'm biased because I worked there for so many years.
Some are cooler than others. I'm just going to leave it at that.
The cooler ones, though, were passionate about meat and passionate about cooking.
I agree.
And that's what I really appreciated. I like that. Because they knew what they were talking about.
All right. So you're making it at home. I got a question for you. What's your bun? What's your go-to bun?
Brioche.
No,
not even close.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just going sesame seed bun. I'm old school.
I like a sesame seed, but I like the texture of a brioche bun 10 times
more. Well, I think you like it because not just the texture, because brioche bun is sweeter. They have more sugar in it.
Sure, but at the same time, that's not the main factor. That's not the main factor.
It's what is, then?
The fact that, when you toast a brioche bun compared to a sesame seed, there's a different feeling texture-wise.
Okay.
That's just how I take it.
Well, one thing I will tell you for anybody who's going to be toasting a brioche bun, keep your eye on it, because those buns, I've learned, when they have a little bit more sugar on it, they burn quickly.
But a good thing to do, honestly,
is... you got to keep your eye on it. Don't walk away, kids.
Well, a good thing to do with a brioche bun is put a little bit of butter on, if you're going to use a regular, a stove...
Mm-hmm.
cooked burger, put a little bit of butter on there and kind of just put the ends of the bun that the burger go on to, that the burger
just
goes
face
on
down
to, yep. face down, leave it on there for maybe just about a minute, not exactly a minute, and it gets the job done.
Yeah, but keep an eye on it so it doesn't burn. I do think that that's the best reminder. It's like this: a burger is not a complicated thing, and a burger is a personal choice. So the best burgers are made at home. I'm a firm believer of that. Unless you're going to some place that has a unique beef blend, my God, just make that burger for yourself, perfect. And at home. All right, we'll do another episode one day on fries and certainly on pizza. But yeah, it's interesting. As great as all these burgers are, mm-hmm. I can't say that one is better than the other right now. I mean, Nemo's, right. Miller's, Green Dot, I love them all. Oh, there's another place you've never been, Marcy brought up today, is Red Coat with the Piedmontese burger.
I've heard about it, though.
Oh, man, yeah.
I've heard of the place, and I want to try their burger. It's
beautiful, beautiful burger. But, again, best burgers are made at home. I'm a firm believer of that.
And some burgers are really good at just a bar setting, depending on where you go, honestly. I know Buffalo Wild Wings is known for their wings, but...
We forgot to mention. Sorry to cut you off. There's a great burger right around the corner from us. Where is that? RJ's.
Oh, my gosh. RJ's.
RJ's, wow.
I can't believe we forgot that, but the thing about RJ's is every single... It's the one burger that pulls off being cooked medium well, in my opinion, because every single burger that they give you there is medium well.
No, I don't know that I'd say it's as good as Nemo's or as good as Miller's, but
I'd say it's as good.
Yeah.
I'd give it that argument.
It's different. It's different. Well, but I mean, it's damn solid. It's damn
it's
solid.
It's a good burger.
It is a good burger. Speaking of which, remember the movie Good Burger? Do you ever see that?
Oh yeah. That's a comfort movie.
Yeah. It is a comfort movie.
I still have yet to see the second one.
Yeah. I've yet to see it too. But anyway,
I didn't know you watched it actually.
Good Burger?
Yeah, I didn't know you watched that.
Of course, I love all the cinematic greats, you know?
Yeah, that was not really my generation, because that came out before I was born.
Yeah, it's late 90s.
Late 90s, yes. And I want to say it's a Nickelodeon movie?
I have no idea.
That's a young Kenan Thompson.
Yep.
Before SNL Kenan Thompson. Yep.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy with him?
I forget his name, but
we have him
saying the classic line, and we'll use that, to take us out a bit here. But anyway, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, and cook some burgers. And how should they cook the burgers, Aiden?
Medium rare.
Medium
every
rare.
Time.
Or
however
you want it. Cook the shit out of them. Yeah, we don't care. Just however you love it. So anyway, love you, bud. You going to have a great week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. All right, people.
Take care.
Well, I guess there's only one thing left to say. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Now, if you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop. They're open up 24 hours a day, just waiting and hoping all the folks will say, put a burger on the griddle, do a flippity-flop. Put an onion in the middle and a pickle on top. There just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new. Then jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do. You really should go, cause it swept the land, and everybody's going to the hamburger stand.
This is a Stew Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.